This is Marketplace Money from APM. It's college application season, and this year, college-bound kids are going to have some alternatives to the traditional test scores and transcripts process. In an effort to attract a broader range of students from a broader range of economic backgrounds, more and more schools are going test optional. They no longer require an SAT or ACT score. Bard College in New York just launched a new online entrance exam. Get a B-plus or better on a series of essays, and you are in. With us to talk about the move away from standardized tests is Marketplace's education correspondent, Amy Scott. She joins us from WYPR in Baltimore. Hi, Amy.
Hey.
So how did the SAT and ACT get so powerful in the first place?
Well, the first multiple choice SAT started in the 1920s. It was called the Scholastic Aptitude Test. Then in the 50s, a rival test, the ACT, came along. And, you know, huge numbers of people started going to college after World War II on the GI Bill. And these tests became a convenient way to sort through all the applications. And, of course, these days, you know, students apply to as many as 8 to 10 colleges. So with just the sheer number of applications, I think it's become an even more useful sorting tool.
So if it's such a good sorting tool, why are schools moving away from them? Why are they stepping back?
Well, a lot of people are starting to believe they're not actually the best predictor of success in college. There's also a growing concern that the test really favors affluent kids. I spoke with Robert Schaefer with the National Center for Fair and Open Testing, and he calls these tests a good measure of accumulated opportunity.
It's truly a perverse situation in which to those who have had everything in life, even more can be bought by their parents. Well-to-do parents pay for college admissions guidance, they pay for essay writing, and they pay for test prep, which independent research shows can boost scores by 150 points or more on the SAT.
150 points. It's a lot. It's a big swing there.
It is a lot. And families can spend thousands of dollars, you know, on tutoring and test prep classes to get there. And the concern is that there are a lot of bright, talented kids who can't afford that.
So if schools are not looking at these tests as much, what are they looking at instead?
Well, there are around 800 schools that are now test optional, according to Schaefer, including some pretty big names, American University, Bowdoin, Middlebury. And what they consider are, you know, other things like grades, recommendations written by teachers, special projects or portfolios of high school work. Bard College in upstate New York has actually been test optional for decades, but its new essay option doesn't even require a transcript or letters of recommendation.
So how does that work?
So I spoke with Mary Backlund. She's the director of admissions at Bard. She says the exam is written by faculty, and it's meant to reflect the kind of work students would be doing at Bard.
I work for a wonderful faculty, and my job is to find them high-energy, creative, highly teachable, nice people. And that doesn't come across by a set of numbers.
So instead, applicants are asked to analyze texts by Immanuel Kant and Confucius. There are math and science problems. And most of these require a 2,500-word essay. So they're really quite involved.
I might rather take that SAT.
Well, I asked Backlund how many students she thought might go this route, and I guessed maybe 20%. She said more like 20 students total out of several thousand applicants.
As more colleges move away from these tests, how are the test makers responding? What are they doing?
Well, the SAT has been losing ground, but largely to competition from the ACT. Last year, for the first time, more students took the ACT. And so the College Board, which publishes the SAT, has a new president, and he's leading a redesign of the test to make it more representative of what students actually do in college. They haven't said too much about how they're going to redesign the test, but you hear a lot about employers and colleges really wanting students to have more critical thinking and writing skills. The idea is that the SAT would more closely measure those things.
So what's the future for tests, do you think?
Well, they're not going away anytime soon. You know, many students take both now and multiple times until they get the score they want. Even at Bard, which is test optional, as I mentioned, the admissions office told me 60% of students still send in their test scores. And, you know, a lot of colleges still think that there is value in standardized tests.
Marketplace's Amy Scott, thanks so much.
You're welcome.